Hello?
Yeah, is Pedro in?
Yeah, this is Pedro.
Hey, Pedro, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, yourself?
Good, thanks for asking. Yeah, I was just looking to follow up on a conversation we had a few months back about some equipment that we had you pre-approved for. You told me to check back around August, see how you guys were doing?
Yeah, we're doing worse now, so I don't think we're going to be able to do anything for right now. Everything's going downhill now.
Oh, why is that? That doesn't sound, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going back like a couple of years ago. I mean, every month a business goes away in our county.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even our county. You know, we look down to our feds over there at the border, and there's also lack of people there working.
Uh-huh.
So that's scaring me a little bit. I think we're going back to a recession. But
yeah.
They don't want to announce it, you know. That's the way that I'm looking at it.
Oh, no, I totally agree, and I've been hearing that a lot, actually. And I'm not sure if you heard about, like, the GDP that came out for the second quarter that was, like, 1-point-something%, which was horrible.
Right. And once you look at your federal government, you know, that they're not hiring more employees and they're laying off employees.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know that something's wrong, you know.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, too, so, you know, I definitely understand that. You guys are in southern Arizona, right?
Yeah, southern Arizona.
Okay.
So we have 3 ports of entry. Each port of entry has 16 to 12, you know, check-in areas.
Uh-huh.
And there's only 2 employees on one of the sectors. And where we have, the commercial vehicles, we only have 5 employees.
Oh, wow, no way.
Right, so you can imagine the mess that's going on. People making up to 2 hours, 3 hours just to get across the U.S.
Yeah.
And that slows down, you know, the economy here because people will come and buy, you know. They won't make those huge lines.
Right. Dang, well, yeah, that's kind of surprising to hear. We're actually in San Diego, so, you know, we got some of those... You know, we see the border and have
right
that real close as well.
You guys are doing fine for right now, but here in Arizona, it's ugly.
Dang, well, yeah, I didn't even know about that. What else is going on with that? It's kind of big news.
It is. I mean, and these guys are trying to keep it, you know, quiet, but, I mean, you cannot make a fool of us. You know, we already know what's going on. We can see it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of business have been shutting down around you guys?
Well, you won't believe it. Kmart went down.
I think that might be a company thing because they're not out here, and I mean I've been seeing those closed down a lot. I think a lot of the Kmarts around the nation are actually.
Well, that's one of the first one, and then are you familiar with Copper Bolt?
No, I'm not. What is that one?
That's a huge bolt company. In
okay.
The US, and that supplied a lot of the Mexican. Warehouses over there.
Uh-huh.
That also shut down. A lot of restaurants went down.
Mm-hmm.
And local shops also went down.
Dang. Sounds like you guys are losing a lot around there.
A lot. I mean, I don't know where we're going to end up.
Dang. I mean, what are your plans going forward? Do you have any backup plans or?
Well, right now I'm starting to search, to try to get work out of my county. But, you know, I speak with people up in Tucson, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. It's the
right.
Same boat here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that are leaving, actually, to Texas. They're saying that there's a better chance of not surviving over there.
Okay, more work and stuff down there.
Right, but, you know, it's going to be hard, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Are they having some of the same economical problems down there in Texas, too, being by the border?
Yeah, one of my cousins works over there, and he says that he's barely sticking up his nose. He has a tow truck company.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that everybody's fighting for a car to tow, you know.
Right, because there's not...
Over here.
Dang. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. Do you have any, major plans or anything coming up? I know you said everything's been pretty slow, but...
Well, no, to be honest, no. I was looking, to get, a small business loan, to pay off some of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to lose it, but I mean, these guys that are out there in the market, they want me to make at least $100,000 in order to borrow $35,000, and I'm like, there's no way, I'm going to be able to do it.
Was that, they said, was that like what you had to do in annual sales to qualify?
Right, and I'm like, with the economy the way it is, I mean, I hardly think, any small business is shooting all the way to 100, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, don't even worry about that. Let me just ask you, what did you guys do in sales last year? Because we actually finance small to medium-sized businesses, and, you know, we don't have a benchmark. We help you based off of your performance. So what did you guys do in sales?
Clear earnings were $28,000.
Okay.
That's how low we went.
Dang. What were you the year before that?
Pardon me? The year before that, we were at 29.
Okay, so like, dang, almost
1,000 each year.
Yeah, and
recession hit. We were making good. We were making 78, 125.
Oh, dang! So you guys have just been, slowly going downhill since.
Right. I don't have no more laborers no more. I'm the only one working right now.
Oh, dang! Well, yeah, I feel that. So you're just doing all the work yourself, huh?
Right.
How much were you looking?
I'm sitting.
Oh, go ahead.
Looking at the window.
I'm looking at the window too, man. So don't worry about that. But how much loan were you looking to get to pay off that equipment that you had?
I was looking for $35,000.
And what kind of equipment was that too?
It was a 980C wheel loader.
Okay. What kind of equipment is that too? I'm not real familiar.
That's construction equipment.
Okay. Like what does it do? Tractor.
Yeah, with that you can load dirt. You can I use it to drill property lots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do with that machine. It's a big machine.
And what did you say the name of it?
The website, so you can get an idea. It's a 980C Cat wheel loader.
980C Cat wheel loader.
Uh-huh. It's a 1983 model.
1983 model. And then did you buy that one used?
Used, yeah.
And then how much did you buy that one for too?
That one, I got it delivered all the way here to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
We got it for 45 and a half.
Okay, and then you finance that one too?
Yeah.
Who did you finance that one through?
Pacific.
Oh, Pacific. And so you're still making payments and everything with them?
Yeah, still making payments with them.
How long ago did you do that?
I mean, pardon me, that about 8 months.
That's when you got the equipment in the first place?
Yeah, everything was looking so nice, and then the second month that it arrived here, everything went down.
Okay.
So I haven't worked that machine, like, if I worked it like 3 times, it's a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so just let me get this straight. You said you brought that on about like 9 months ago, and you got that for...
November.
Okay, and how much was the original? 45 and a half?
45 and a half.
Okay, and what kind of interest were you paying on that?
To be honest, I really didn't even look at the paperwork, but I know that it was the total amount was $45,000, and it's going down. Right now, as of today, I owe $35,000
on it. Okay, so that's what you would be looking to bring on to, you know, cover that?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. And then just a little more background, too. You said you guys are, I mean, you only did $20,000 for your annual sales last year, right? Okay, so yeah, well, what we do, we actually take about 10 to 15% of what you did in gross annual sales, and then, you know, we can free that up as unsecured cash for you. So, you know, I'm not sure if we'd be able to get you that 35 to, you know, cover that, but yeah, that's going to be hard. I know with your situation and everything too, but what I can do is send you over the app and all that. We can, you know, see what we can do for you. Just that way we can help you out with, you know, whatever amount that we could. We do work in capital and equipment as well. So, you know, we still might be able to help you get a little bit some of that down. We also do lease buyback. So I know you refied you financed that with Pacific.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think that would probably be about our only option. But what I can do is shoot over the app if you want to just fill it out. That way we can get, you know, get the ball rolling and see what we can actually do for you.
Yeah, because what's the guarantee that something might work? Because I don't want to lower my credit scores.
Oh, no, you're fine. And well, no, what I was just going to say was, you know, the nice thing about us is even with applying, it's a soft pull, so it's not going to show up on your, it's not going to negatively affect your credit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go ahead and send in the application and see what happens. I mean, I don't have nothing to lose anyway. I'm trying to figure out and save this machine before I start falling back.
No, exactly.
And looking at it, if this thing gets worse, I'm going to start falling behind on everything.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. I mean, even if we can't get you that full 35 for that piece of equipment, we could still get you a little bit to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital that we do is unsecure, so it's basically just cash that you can use it for your business as you see fit. I mean, really wherever you want to do.
What's the interest rate on that?
It just depends on what you qualify for. I mean, we have a bunch of different programs, but until we check out what you look like on paper and the health of the business, it's tough to really say. I don't want to give you anything unrealistic.
Yeah, because another guy from Paramount, he was offering me, and I started laughing. He says, I'm going to help you out. I mean, I can only offer you $2,000. I'm like, you know what, keep them, because $2,000, I mean, won't get me not even out of the door.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that $2,000, you'd probably end up paying, another $1,000 on top of that with the interest.
Right, because we said, well, based on your annual, from annual sales last year, we can qualify you for easy $2,000. I'm like, forget about it,
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yep, I understand that completely. You said that was with Paramount?
Yeah, Paramount.
Okay, and how long ago was that, too?
About 2 weeks ago, but they didn't even do a credit check or anything.
I was just going to ask you that.
Based on what we were talking about, yeah.
So, just basically had a conversation, didn't really
just
go through
like
the process.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, what I was just going to say, another thing with that, too, I'm sure you probably do get a lot of solicitation calls because you are the business owner. But, a lot of those people, it's just be weary of, who it is that you're giving your information out to and, what applications you do apply for, because a lot of them are, middleman brokers, so they're going to, outsource your info to other people, to see what they can get you through them. But it's basically...
in order to lower all those interest rates and all that stuff.
No, yeah, and that's the nice thing about us, too, is we're a direct business lender, so we deal directly with business owners. We don't do any consumer lending, strictly working capital and equipment financing, so.
Okay, well, send in that application. I think you have my information there, right?
I was just going to ask you, what's a good email for you?
It's Ruiz, like my last name.
R-U-I-Z?
Uh-huh, excavation.
Yep.
At hotmail.com.
Mail.com. So I got RUIZ excavation at hotmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. All right, Pedro, I'll shoot you over the app. Along with that, we do base it off of sales, like I said earlier. So we're just going to need 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. That would be, February to last month. And then just a copy of your most recent tax return, because we got to check the ownership breakdown as well as the sales.
I think the only thing that I have to prove that is it was in my tax returns, because a lot of the work that I've been doing so far is cash.
Uh-huh.
And I have not been depositing, because as soon as I get it, I just pay the bill.
Okay, I see.
So I don't like to warm the money up.
No, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'd do the same if I were you. But, do you have a copy of that, though, you'd be able to send with that?
No, because they pay me, cash amount.
So,
if I have a job for today, they pay me $600-$800 and I just do it cash.
Right. Okay, I see. So, did you even file taxes for the business at all?
For the business, yes.
Okay. Do you have a copy of that? Or is it still,
Well, what I have is just my regular tax return.
Okay, and that's personal? That's not through the business?
That's just the personal, right.
Okay, I see. So,
don't even want to have it even, make big as a business, how can I say, separated from my personal account.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not kicking that much money anymore.
Right. Well,
I say every time I open, a business account or something, I end up paying more,
Oh, yeah, right.
So instead of helping me, it's hurting me.
Right. No, I understand that. Well, I'll shoot you over email. I'll attach the app. It's just a very simple, straightforward one-page application. And then along with that, it's just those statements. I'll email a little, package for you so you know what exactly it is
okay.
You do need. But and then I know you just mentioned that whole tax return situation with me. But if you want to just add everything else, I can go ahead and talk with my supervisors and we can figure out, how we can go about that. But coming up on Q4, it's about to get really busy out here. So, the sooner you got all that back to me, we can, get your, file going, get the ball rolling on that, and then, once we get you some hard numbers to work with, you can, shop around a little bit with that, see what's available.
Okay, I'll be waiting for that stuff on the email.
Perfect, I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone, and then when's a good time, when do you think I can get that back from you?
Well, anytime around this time it would work, because usually if I'm working, I come out and eat at this time, this is my
uh-huh.
lunch hour.
Uh-huh.
But for right now, there was no work. Every time school starts, school year, everybody freezes.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't get back to normal until the next week. So I'm probably going to be here tomorrow on this time.
Okay. All right. Do you think you can get that back to me by tomorrow then?
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay, I mean, it's a very simple app, and then, you know, just those statements, and, you know, I can, you know, work on the rest of the stuff that, you know, we still need it after, you know, we see what's available.
Okay, perfect. I'll be waiting for that email.
Perfect. I'll shoot you one in probably about 5 minutes, Pedro.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, if I don't hear back, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
All right, bye.